ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara begins the Daf by bringing down the Shita of the Nardoi. The Nardoi held that when we have two Edim by Dinim Mamnith, whose Edus in conflict on the detail, for example, one Ed says that the loan between Reuven and Shimon consisted of a mona shocher, a so-called blackened mona, which is an old mona. And the other one says that the loan between Reuven and Shimon consisted of a mona lovon, a new and so-called white mona. Where over there, obviously, they both agree that a mona was loaned between Reuven and Shimon, but there's a disagreement on the detail. And the Nardoi's shita is that by dini mamnis, we don't have the din of nochoin, vihini emes nochoin hadova, which we find by dini nefoshoi, that the edim is in that conflict. According to the Nardoi, by dini mamnis, with his no din of nochoin, these two edusim would come together with one another. They would be mitzaref, and Reuven is chayev the monet Shimon. And that's even by a so-called hakchosha begufa edus, where there's a discrepancy regarding the ikker detail that the edus is on, which is the monet that's being loaned. Even by hakchosha begufa edus, according to the Nardoi, there's a tziruf between the two edim, and you chayev to pay the monet. That's as opposed to the shitas of Yehuda on bottom of the previous omud, that Yehuda held that even by dinim monet, if there is a hakchosha begufa edus, a discrepancy regarding the monet itself that's loaned, once says mona shocher, one says mona lavon. So according to Yehuda, even by dinim mamnis, there would be no tziruf by hakosha begufa edus, and the Nardoi hold that there is a tziruf. They come together even by hakosha on the nature of the mona itself. The Gemara says that the Nardoi are based on what we find Rabbi Shimon Elazar's view of Beis Hillel, where we have a discrepancy in the gufa edus. One says the loan was masai, and one says the loan was mona, then being made in the same maisa, and one says the loan was 100. Those ones as long as 200. Over there, there's a hakosha in the gofa edus, and Afal Pikein, Rav Shimon Elazar said that Beis Hillel holds it as a tziruf, we pass like Beis Hillel, and that you have to pay the lesser of the amounts, which is the 100. So, the Nardoi, based on this Beis Hillel, as explained by Rav Shimon Elazar, Tosafot points out that according to this Gemara, it would appear to follow that if I hold like Rabbi Yehuda against the Nardoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hakosha begofa edus is not mitztaref by the case of mona shocher and mona lovon. Rabbi Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda does not go with the Beis Hillel, as explained by Rav Shimon Elazar, and he would hold that by the case of mona mosayim, that one it is made on 100 zuz, the other is made that the ma'isa was 200 zuz. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that they're not mitztaref. However, Tosafot says that in Baba Basra it's mavur otherwise. There it says that Rabbi Yehuda holds by the mona masayim there is a tziruf, and Tosafot says rather cryptically at the end of Tosafot that we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda this was machalik. He distinguished between the case of mona masayim and the case of mona shocher mona lovan. The Mashal explains in the Das HaTosafot that there's a chiluk between the mona masayim, which by the case of mona masayim, one eight says it was 200, one eight says it was 100. Over there, says the Maharsha, bechad mona ein makhishin. At least on one of those monas, there's no hakosha. They're in agreement, full agreement, that regarding one of the monas, there's a loan. The question is whether there was an additional 100 as well, and it's a total of 200. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that he would concede that there was no hakosha on the gofa edus regarding that mona, even though regarding the second mona, there is a hakosha discrepancy between the two. There's no discrepancy regarding the first mona. Masha'in came regarding mona shocher, mona lovon, where there is a hakosha on the gofa edus regarding that mona itself, a discrepancy regarding that mona. One says it was new and one says it was old, but there Rabbi Yehuda holds that hakosha cannot be ignored, and the edim are not mitzaref. That's what the Mashal says. Now, be'emes, all of these svarais, as explained by the Ritvon Baba Basra, these are svaris in being prepared to say that there was a toys on the part of one of the Edim. The Lashon Ritvon Baba Basra says that libe anse, we're prepared to say that one of those Edim, his heart convinced him of a certain fact which was really incorrect, inaccurate, so mainly he insisted on saying it. However, there was an element of mistake. We'll talk a bit later about this chiddush that we're prepared to say that one of the Edom made a mistake, which in and of itself is a very big chiddush, like this l'chor, they're machish, and one of the Edom is saying the other one's lying, so how do they come together? Despite that, we're prepared to say there was a mistake on the part of one of them. We'll discuss this shortly, mitzvah Hashem. It's for this reason, really, that the Meiri over here brings down a yesh oimrim that says a big chiddush It's a big chiddush in the Lashon HaGemara that the Yeshayim learned that this that we say, that is explained by Reb Shmuel Lozer, Alibi Beis Hillel, this that we say that by the case of Mana Masayim, that there's no hakhosha, in Halacha we accept the lesser of the two, and we say that they're agreeing regarding the lesser of the two, that you have to pay the 100. So the Yeshayim said that that's only where the fellow, the Eid that said Masayim, was saying that was the money was counted out, that he gave him a mana and followed it with a second mana. In other words, it was an act of handing a mana, another act of handing a second mana, so it's a total of Masayim. And that's what we were prepared to say, says this Yesh Amin the Meiri, that there's no stira between the two Eidim, one says mana and the other says Masayim, because in reality, even the one that said Masayim was saying that there was a mice of giving a mana followed by a second mice of giving a second mana. So regarding the first mice, they're in agreement. There's a question about the second mice. However, says the Yesh Amin, if the one who says Masayim is insisting that it was handed in one Maisa, an act of handing Masayim, which that claim totally conflicts the statement of the other aid, who said that the Maisa that was done was an act of handing one mana. So that there is an absolute conflict between the two testimonies, says the Yesh Amin the Meiri, and they would not come together. Clearly, this Yesh Amim is meyusad on this same idea, that in order to allow these two aid to be mistarif by Mamnois, we have to appear to say that one of them is making a mistake. So we have to have, says the Yesh Amim the Meiri, that they're in full agreement regarding the first mitzvah that was done, which was the act of handing him a mana. And there's just a second question, an independent question, of an act of a second mana that was stated by the second aid. He says it was a total of Masayim. So then we could say the first aid doesn't have that, the act, the second aid doesn't have the second act, but at least they correlate with each other regarding the first aid, the first act, and they're both saying that it was an act of handing over the mana. It's much more difficult to be toile v'tois when there's a disagreement between the two about the nature of the single act itself. One says it was an act of handing mana, and the other says it was an act of handing Masayim. We find a somewhat similar yesoid in the Shitas HaRambam as explained by Rav Chatzkel Abramsky in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel. Rav Chatzkel Abramsky points out that we have what would appear to be a possible stira, a possible contradiction in the Das HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos brings down the din of mana Masayim, which is Rosh Hashanah, leader based hill. The Rambam brings this thing down that if one aid says he owes him Masayim and one aid says he owes him mana, we go with the lesser of the two and we decide that they are mitzarif, they don't come together, and you have to pay the mana. In Hilchos Nazirus, however, the Rambam discusses a shaila which is brought down into the Sefta in the Masechta Nazir regarding two Eidim that speak of a Kabbalas Nazirus, that they state that a certain person was Makabal upon himself to be a Nazir, and one Eid says that this individual was Makabal to Nazirusin, two acts of Nazirus, to Nazirus and of Shloshim Yom each. And the other aid says that he saw this person Makabal upon himself five Nazirus. In other words, one says, I saw this person state that I'm Makabal myself two Nazirus. And the other one says, I saw him state that Makabal upon yourself five. This is the Shaila and the Sefta in Masechta Nazir, whether these two Eidim or Matsuruf. And the Rambam paskins Lahalacha that we do not say that they're Matsuruf. And they conflict as no Tzirah between the two. What is the chiluk and the Das HaRambam between the two cases? Why is it by the Mana Masayim they do come together, but the case of the two Nazirus and the five Nazirus, and we don't say that they at least are in agreement with regarding the lesser of the two numbers, and that the person therefore is mechuyev to be noyeg the two Nazirus? So the Chazon Yecheskel says that by the case of the two Nazirus and the five Nazirus, and there's an absolute conflict between the statements of the two Eidim, because the person made one dibur, and there's a hakosha between them as to what that dibur was. One of them says that the dibur was, I am a Kabbalah upon myself two Nazirus. The other one said the dibur was, I'm a Kabbalah myself five. There's an absolute discrepancy between these two, and they cannot come together. Masha'in came to the case of Mona Masayim, says the Chazon Yecheskel, we find the Yosoid and Rishainim that a person is over limit'i b'minyan. In other words, a person makes a mistake when something is counted out. And we're assuming, in other words, that the money was counted out, an act of counting, an act of minyan, between Reuven and Shimon. So he counted out to him $10, $20, $30, and one aide says that he stopped the count at 100, and the other one says he continued to count 110, 120, etc., etc. He reached all the way to the point of 200. There, where we're agreeing that the fundamental act was an act of counting, and there's a question of at what point the act stopped. I say I stopped when I counted out to you 100 zuz. Other aide says he didn't stop until he could reach the 200 zuz. That a person is Ovid Limitiv Minions, brings the Chazon Yecheskel from Rishon. A person makes a mistake in counting out. When he sees an act of counting, at what point did the count counting stop, I can make a mistake about that. Since over there, a person at the eid is old, to make a mistake, therefore with toila, that one of these two eidim is simply being toya. There's no actual hakosha. Neither eid is claiming that the other one is lying, and therefore, there the Rambam says that the two eidim come together. Again, in the Chazon Yecheskel, we're seeing this yesoid, and it's actually really very similar to what you mean, you're bringing down for the Yeshayim, that we have to have dafka, that the discrepancy between the eidim is such that it allows for us to nem on that one eid would accept that the other one is being toya. As the Yecheskel is bringing down, that this is something which is allowed for by the case of being minyan, or being minyan mois, counting out 10, 20, 30, 40, etc. And there we find in yesoid, in Rishayim, that a person is all old to be toya, and say that the count stopped at this point, it stopped at that point, really it stopped at some other point. So that's where the statement of one eid is allowing for the other one to be a toya. Masha'inkin is an absolute contradiction between the two statements. One says it was a statement of Kabbalah's five nazirs, one says it was a statement of Kabbalah's two, with one act, and there's a discrepancy in the core of the act between them, so then one eid is stating that the other one is being mashakir, says the Chazon Yecheskel and the Das HaRambam, and there I would not allow for a tziruf between the two. Now, la halacha, the Rishayim paskin like the Nardoi. In other words, not only do we paskin like Beis Hill, according to Rav Shmuel Lozer, and by the case of Mona Masayim, the two Edom are mitzaref, and you have to pay the lesser of the two, but we even paskin by the case of Mona Shochem and Olavim, like the Nardoi say, that they do come together, and you have to pay the amount of the Mona Shochem, which is valued at presumably less than the Mona Olavim, it's an old Mona, and they do come together on that amount, and you have to pay that amount. There is a Machlekes Rishayim here, brought down by the Ran, as follows. The Shaila here is, the Teveya, who is being Teveya, demanding from the Nitzvah to pay this money, what is he being Teveya? Are we talking dafka that he's being Teveya an amount equivalent to the greater number? In other words, by Mona Masayim, we'd have to be Teveya dafka Masayim. Or is it sufficient that he was Teveya the lesser number, since after all, that's the amount that's being given to him anyway? We're going with the lesser of the two Eduyos. They're coming together on the lesser number. So maybe that's all that the Teveya has to demand. So the Ran brings down that the Ramban paskined that you have to dafka be Teveya the greater number. Why? Because the Ramban said that if you're only Teveya the lesser number, that means that with your tevia, you're implicitly admitting that the greater aid is stating a false statement. You're saying the number is only 100, and the greater aid said that the number was 200, so you're stating that his statement is false. Meila, since you were moida that the statement of the larger number of the larger aid was false, all you're left with is one aid, and Meila won't be able to be moitzi momoid. That's the Shitas HaRamban. On that, the Ran brings out that the Ravid disagreed with this in a tshuva, and the Ravid said that that actually doesn't work. Because just like we find in the Gemara that the two Eidim themselves don't contradict according to the Nardoi, and according to this case, the Eidim are not said to conflict with one another. Why? Because we're being toil b'toys, because we're nemingon, that one of those two Eidim made a mistake. And that's why there's no hakosha between the Eidim with regard to the Inimamnis, and we say that we accept both with regard to the lesser number. If that's true with regard to the two Eidim among themselves, it should equally be true, time is derived between the Baal Din and the greater aid. In other words, the Baal Din, by stating that there was only a mana, he's not being moida hoidos Baal Din, that there was a sheker on the part of the greater aid. That's not what he's saying. He's simply saying that the number is smaller, and we could be toil of a toys and say that according to him, the larger aid is not being mashaker, he's not lying, he's just saying that it was 200 and that element of the extra 100 was a mistake. But at least accept the testimony of the greater aid regarding the 100. Why would I say that just because the Baal Din said the lower number, he went with the lower number, so therefore he's implicitly agreeing that conceding that the larger Eid is a Meshaker. Just like, I'm not going to say there's a Hakosha between the two Eidim amongst themselves, like we're paskining, like Beisil, because I'm saying one is a Toya, so why don't I say the same thing, says the Ravid, where there's a so-called Hakosha between the Baal Din and the larger Eid. I should also say that that's not a concession that the larger Eid is a Meshaker, it's just that he's saying he's a Toya, and we could accept his Eid as regarding the lesser number of the Mana. So that's how the Ravid paskins against the Ramban, and the Ravid paskins that even if the Baal Din just went with a smaller number, we would come together, the two Eidism will come together with that smaller number, and you could be mighty the moment. And various Achroin Matazich to try to figure out how the Ramban is going to get around this Hasoga, this Taina of the Ravid. Really, the Ramban is really Shver. It's a Shver Azach. Just like the two Eidim are not said to be conflicting to the point that one of them is Machish and making the other one a Mashakir, so they can't be Mitzdarif. They actually are Mitzdarif because we say one's a Toya. So let's say the same thing regarding the case where the Baal Din said the lesser number, let's say that he should be able to utilize the larger aid as well, just with regarding to the money, because he also could say that the aid was a toya. This is the kasha. How do you stratify for the Ramban? There's various mahalchim on this in the Achronim. In the Imre Bina in Hilchas Eidus, he says a mahalch like this. Imre Bina starts by writing that be'etzim, the whole idea that I'm toiler that one of the Eidusin is a mistake in order to allow them to mitztaref and come together is really a very, very big chiddush. Because be'etzim, why should I ever be toiler in a toys? Mechtesi, the two Eidusin conflict, and apparently one of them is not true according to the other. Why b'chlal am I going to be toiler but toys? Where do I get this notion from? That because I'm prepared to say that one of them it made a mistake in order to allow them to mitztaref. Zog to Imri Bina, that what the aside, what underlies this idea that I'm prepared to say that one of them is a mistake, is the fact that by Eidusin, each aid has a cheskas kashrus. The cheskas kashrus tells us that we can't stay upon him that he's a mashaker. And a meila, since, according to the Eidus of the other aid, if that Eidus is going to be accepted, we have to say that this aid is a mashaker, because he said it was 100 and you're saying it's 200. So we don't want to avoid having to state that, based on the acceptance of the other aid, this aid is a mashaker. We don't want to say he's a mashaker. He has a cheskas kashrus to go against it. And likewise, the other aid as well as a cheskas kashrus, so we don't want your aidus to be able to be something which has the koyach to say that Yenim is a cheskas, is losing his cheskas kashrus because he's a mashaker. So the cheskas kashrus of this aid, together with the cheskas kashrus of the other aid, is going to force us to look for an eitzah so that both of them can retain their cheskas kashrus, and the eitzah is zokta imei bina, to say that one of them is a toya. That's what is machriach, this concept of saying that one is a toya, is a cheskas kashrus of the two aidim. Zokta imei bina, that idea only works when it's aid connected to aid. It does not work when it's Aidos Baldin connected to aid. Why? So that because Aidos Baldin is not a nemonus in the sense that you're nemon be'etzem in the eyes of Bezin to say that this is what actually happened. A Baldin doesn't have a kerch to have an etzem nemonus in the eyes of Bezin. He's nemon intrinsically believed to say that this is what actually happened. What Baldin could do is that he's nemon to be kiveya the psak klapi himself. That says, even though objectively speaking, Bezin has no reason to assume that this is actually what happened. In an objective sense, Bezin doesn't have a belief that this is what actually took place. But with regard to you, the Torah gave you a koyach with exas akos of kihu zeh. So you have a koyach to be kiveya that the psak klape yourself is going to follow the negative statement that you said about yourself. Even though objectively speaking, there's no actual nemonis klape the welt, klape the world at large, that this action actually took place. The meila zokte mei bina, since Hodas Baldin is not based on an objective nemonis, so therefore, even if Bezin will accept your statement, it wouldn't go against the cheskas kashrus of the aid, because the cheskas kashrus of the aid, objectively speaking, is not impaired and cannot be impaired by a baldin. It can't be impacted by a baldin. But the baldin could be keveya, based on exas akos of aidos baldin kamei aidim, is that even though this aid really, objectively speaking, is not impacted negatively by the fact that you went against him, but you have a kach klapa your own psak that you can determine the psak in a negative manner. Klapi yourself. The Meila, since Hadas Baldin does not have a koyach altogether to impact upon the cheskas kashas of the aid, the Meila, therefore, Hadas Baldin doesn't carry with itself a siba to say that there was any toys on the part of the aid. We're prepared to say that the aid, as far as the aid is concerned, you are saying the aid is lying. And afal pikein, your Hadas Baldin will be able to be accepted, and at the same time, the aid's cheskas kashas won't be impacted in any way. Since his cheskas kashas won't be impacted, the Meila, there's no siba to be toiler but toys, and we're going to say that you are adults, but then implicitly is saying that the aid was a mashaker. That's the Imri Bina's care. There's a somewhat different mahalach here in the Shara Yosher and Shara Zayin, which is also begins on the same hanocha, that be'etzem we would never really objectively assume that there was a toys on the part of one of the aid. And why should I say that? If one of the aid is saying connect the other one, let's just say that one is a mashaker, according to the other statement, a statement of the other aid. So what's this idea of being toiler b'toys? So Rav Shimon Shkop and the Shara Yosher says that the concept, the idea that we're toiler b'toys, and we say that one of the aid made a mistake, is said dafka in a case where we have two equal koichos of aidos coming here together. One aid against one aid. They're both equal. So since they're both equal, and a koich of aidos is very stark, it's very strong, we don't want to reject one of the aidos in, and the two aidos are not coming b'shoveh, so why should I reject one or reject the other? So therefore, the fact that they're both coming together and they both have an equal koich is going to force us to find a compromise, so to speak, to find a way to accept that they're both telling the truth. And the way to do that is to say that one is a toya, and then I could accept the edusin and I'll go a paskal halacha with a smaller of the two. For example, Zaktiv Shemishkop, what would happen if two edim are coming to Bezdin, and they're saying it was l'moshel amona, and a third aid, an aid echod, against the two edim is coming to Bezdin, and he's saying that it was actually Messiah. So I have two edim against one aid. Over there, Zaktiv Shimon, v'balt, that two edim are absolutely neman greater than one aid, and the two edim, the two eduyos that are coming together over here are not shove b'shove. One of the edusin is Mosayim, which has an absolute nemonus of snei edim, and the other edus is has a nemonus of only one. So therefore, over there, I have an absolute siba in halacha to say that these edim, the two, are absolutely telling the absolute truth, and the other aid is simply being a meshaker. And over there, I would be kaveh that aid is a meshaker. I would be passing for other edusin as well, Dr. Shimon. I would say that he's an aid was made either sheker bebezdin. In our Gemara, it's mavur that you can be toilet with toys between a man and a Messiah. So then, no, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said that's not true. When the two koyachos or eduyos are coming, then they're shove b'shove. So I don't want to reject one. I don't want to reject the other. And there's no sibah to reject one over the other. So I'm naming on that one is a toya. But over here, where one edus is absolutely greater than the other, because one edus has two edim, the other edus only has one. So therefore, there's no sibah to machriach that there was some sort of a toy. So it will simply say that the edach was a meshaker, and then we'll be kaveh that he was meshaker. And Bezdin, and we'll pass them for other edus and going forward as well. So there's Shimon. The same thing is true in the case of the Ramban, where the Baal Din is a Moida Hidoas Baal Din, which be'etzim the halacha is, the Gemara tells us that Hidoas Baal Din is stronger than Meya Edim. Hidoas Baal Din is be'etzim even starker than edus. Hidoas Baal Din is greater than two edim. So over there also, it's like Shimon V'Baal, that the two koichos that are coming to Bezdin are not Shavah B'Shavah. Because the koich of Hidoas Baal Din is greater than the koich of the edus. So therefore, also, there's no siba to find. I don't have to look and find that al nemon that one of the edusim was really a toy. That the edus was really a toy. I'm not going to say that. There's a starker koyach against those edus. A starker koyach of edus baldin. And maybe we're going to say that klapi that baldin. There's a nemonus klapi with regarding to that baldin to say that the aid that said more than him was a meshaker, that he actually lied. There's no siba to say that he was a toy. Since we're naming on that he was a meshaker, therefore the Ramban says that aid cannot come for you at all. He's not going to start for the lesser aid to kivei a psak din for you that to paskin according to the lesser of the two eduyas. The Mishnah brings a din that if Bezdin tells a litigant that all of the rayos that you have to bring within 30 days, and the litigant does not find any raya within the 30 days, but he finds it after the 30 days, so la'acha shloishim yoim einay soiser. He does not have the ability to reverse the din since he didn't bring it within the 30 days that Bezdin stipulated. Hashin Galil argues, and he says, what should this person do? Ma ya'asezeh shalomotza b'soyer shloishim, and found it after the shloishim. So, according to Hashin Galil, he could be soyer to the din with the raya he found after the 30 days. The second case the Mishnah then brings, what if Bezdin told him, hovei edim, bring edim if you have them, and he says, mainly edim. So the litigant, the Baldin, said explicitly, I do not have edim. And Hovi Raya, they said, bring Raya. He's a Beferish, I don't have Raya. And afterwards, La'achazman, he brings a Raya, where he finds Edom. Tanakama again says, Eina Klum. Tanakama says that he doesn't have the ability at this point to bring the Edom or the Raya, having already said that he doesn't have Edom or Raya. And Shengalil again argues, and Shengalil says, Ma Yasezeh, what should this person do? He was unaware that he had Edom, and then he subsequently finds Edom afterwards. Rashi says on this second din, where he explicitly stated that he didn't have a raya or edim, and afterwards he brings the raya and the edim, and it's not accepted, l'fi the Tanakama. So Rashi says the reason is because since he had previously said he doesn't have raya, so now when he does bring the raya, we are choishesh that he was mezayif, that he forged the document, or that he was soicher edi sheker, that he hired false witnesses. That's how Rashi learns, it's a chashash of ziyuf, or that he hired Edi Sheker. The Beki Yosef brings then a Tshuvas Maimonis that says a different explanation for this din. The Tshuvas Maimonis says because of Hoidoas Bal Din Kemeo Edim. In other words, since he previously had admitted that he does not have any Raya or Edim, so later on, when he tries to bring the Raya and the Edim, he's going against his own admission, his own Hoidoas Bal Din, that he doesn't have, and in Mele, the Hoidoas Bal Din is believed, and he can't later on bring Raya or Edim. It seems, as the Beki Yosef, that the Machloket Rishayim, Rashi learns because of chashash edi sheker, chashash ziyuf. In other words, that the circumstances generate a concern in our eyes that it could be a forgery or a edi sheker. Whereas the Chavos Maimonides learns because of a doas baldin kemei edim. However, the Beki Yosef says that he would like to say that Be'etzim everybody agrees that there is a doas baldin over here because he previously had said explicitly that there has no raya, no edim. So really, there is a doas baldin. So if that's the case, why did Rashi go and say this extra svara of chashash edi sheker and chashash ziyuf if really it's a simple hidos baldin kamei edim? As Dr. Beki Yosef, that she's talking to learn that Rashi was concerned with a diuk in the shini haloshim between the reisha and the seif of the Mishnah. In the reisha, where it says that if Bezin gave him a certain amount of time, 30 days, and he doesn't bring within the 30 days, he brings after, so it says, einoi soiser. He doesn't have the ability to reverse the din. Masha'enkin in the Seifa, where it says that he told him that you bring Raya or Edom, and he said explicitly, I don't have Raya or Edom, and then later on he tries to bring. Over there it says, Einoi Klum. What's the difference, says the Beki Yosef, between Einoi Soiser and Einoi Klum? Einoi Klum is a much stronger expression. It's nothing. It's mamash gornished. If them is like the Beki Yosef, that for that, Rashi held that if it would just be a question of a Doas Baldin Kamei Edom, we wouldn't have called it Einoi Klum. Because Doas Baldin, like we said earlier, is that the person has the ability to dictate the Din Klapi himself. Einoi Klum is much more asach starker, that Bezin objectively sees an objective reason to simply reject the Edom with the Raya that he's bringing. And on that, Rashi is being mechadish that the reason must be because of the chashash ziyuf for a chashash edi sheker, although Zokta Beki Yosef it's talking that Rashi would have agreed to what it says in the Chavos Maimonides that a filu if not for the chashash ziyuf and if not for the chashash edi sheker, not for the objective concerns of falsehood that we have, we still would have gone with the doas baldin and would have not allowed him to subsequently bring the raya or the edim. The emes is that even though the Beki Yosef is telling us to make this diuk in the Mishnah, the Reisha it says Einoi Soiser, in the Sefer it says Einoi Klum, the truth is if you look in the Yad Ramah, we find that he explains both the Reisha and the Sefer based on exactly the same Hezber, and the Yad Ramah explains both the Reisha and the Sefer based on the fact that Hani Sahadi Shakri Dinu. In other words, that both in the Reisha, where the person did not bring the Raya within the designated amount of time that Bezin gave him, that causes a reisa. If it would be emes raya, if it would be truth, you should have brought it earlier. The fact that you failed to bring it early and waking up now makes us think that these are edi sheker, sahadi shakri. Likewise, in the Sefer, the Adrama says also, you admitted that these are, you don't have, and then later on you're bringing the edim that you already said you don't have them. So that is also, likewise, says the Yad Ramah, asiba to say that these are sahadi shakri. So actually, the Yad Ramah explains the reisha and the sefer with exactly the same hezber. So that's a choice. It's apparent that he didn't hold that there is any diuk in the shini haloshin, that in the reisha it says in a soiser and the sefer says in a klun. They're both exactly the same thing according to the Yad Ramah. However, that's the Yad Ramah's shita. The emes is, though, that the Meiri is mavur, that he didn't learn like the Yad Ramah. The Meiri says a very specific hezber to the reisha, which is applicable specifically in the Reisha. And the Meiri says that the idea here in the Reisha where the Bezin gave him the limited amount of time, 30 days, and he failed to bring it, he brings it later on, is Zokta Meiri, the reason why Bezin won't accept that Raya after the limited amount of time is because Shekevar Hifkiu HaBezin Kol Zach Yosef. A very interesting Chiddush to the Meiri. The Meiri says that actually this is not based on any objective concern for Shaker, for Sheker, for Shakaronus. We don't think necessarily have a reason to believe that they're false. But this is a nihug of Bezin, and Bezin has the svara to dictate this thing. Bezin has a koyach Bezin. They could say that at some point we have to give you a window, a limited amount of time to bring all your rayas, and after that we have to paskin. So Bezin utilizes that koyach of theirs. They tell you have 30 days, and after the 30 days, if you bring it, there's a nihug of Bezin, according to the Meiri, that kvar hefkiu Bezin calls a chiyos, a Bezin mafkia, they take away from you with the koyach of Bezin that they have, the ability to use your zachiyos, even though there is apparently, according to the Meiri, no objective chashash sheker. So he's not learning like the Adama. And it would be logical, as the Beki Yosef says, to say that Rashi did learn the Reisha different from the Sefer, because it does look in Rashi like he only mentions the chashash ziyuf and the chashash edi sheker in the Sefer of the Mishnah, where the person explicitly said eini raya and then brings. In the Reisha, where it says they gave him a limit of time and then he violated that time and brings the edim after the time, Rashi doesn't explain that line at all. It would be apparent, it's mashma, like the Beki Yosef does learn in Rashi, that there is two different Hezbeirim, two different Shtikl Torah, the Reisha and the Sefer. And this would fit with the Beki Yosef to say that in the Reisha, there's like the Loshna Mishnah, Einoi Soiser. In other words, that fits well with the Meir. Meiri. The idea here is, it's not that we objectively believe that there's a lie over here. Nonetheless, we have a nihog bezin that ain't a soiser. Bezin has that hanhoga. They were mafkir yosuchos because they give you a amount of time, and after that we're passing it, and that's it. So that's ain't a soiser. Mashenkin in the seifa, there we have an objective concern. That the Meiri Yosef is saying, Rashi was mamsi this idea of chash sheker, and that's why the seifa it says ain't a klum rather than just saying ain't a soiser. The Nesivus brings an akasha from the Tumim on the second case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah, as we just said, if the Baal Din had said, I don't have any Edim, and then subsequently he brings Edim, so as Rashi says, there's a chash Edi Sheker, and he can't win with those Edim. So the Nesivus brings from the Tumim the akasha like this. The Gemara says in Ksubas Mem Dalid that if a person has Edim that could benefit him, that he could enable him to win, but he's moido the Hoidoas Baal Din, that the Edim are lying, so then the Koyach of Hoidoas Baal Din that he has is going to dictate that not only will he lose this case, but he won't be able to bring these Edom in the future either, because since he was moida already with the Hoidos, but then these are Edos Sheker. So Meila klapi him, for his purposes, these are lying Edom. They've lied in Bezdin. And Cain, if they lied in Bezdin, he won't be able, according to his opinion, because he said that they were Edos Sheker when he was moida, so he won't be able to bring these Edom for the future either, because their Edom were Edos Sheker, Chash Meshaker, and have already lied. If that's the case, Frikta Tumim, why don't we say in the Sefer of the Mishnah as well, there ought to be a din that, let's say, the one of the Bali Din said that I don't have any Edom, and he brings the Edom later on, and those Edom are made in Bezdin, but we're not going to accept their Edos, because the Chashash Edos Sheker, like Rashi says. So therefore, the other Bali Din wins the case. As frekt of them, the Tumim, why don't we say that that other Bali Din will never, for the rest of his life, be able to bring those two Edom in front of Bezdin for any Din Torah that he ever has. And we don't find that in any Poisek, Bishum Poisek, Zot the Tumim, that it should actually say such a thing, that this Bali Din who won against those Edom, and why did he win against those Edom? Because there's a chash Edi Sheker on those Edom, and he took the position that those Edom are being Meshakrim. If that's the case, then according to your position, you just won the Din Torah based on your Hanocha, your position that you took that these Edom were Edi Sheker. Normally, of course, you can't just say Edom are Edi Sheker, but here you could, because there was a weakness in the position of the other Baal Din, who had explicitly stated early on that he doesn't have Edom, and now he said he has. Okay, so the other Baal Din wins with the position that these are Edi Sheker. But why, if that's the case, Frikta Tumim, doesn't it say in any place that this Baal Din who won won't be able to bring these Edom who are against him forever after for the rest of his life to support him in any Din Torah because he has taken the position that they're Edi Sheker? That's the Tumim's Kasha. Of them Zok the Nesivus, so there's actually a big difference between the Mishnah here and the case in Ksumas Mem Dalad where we do find his Din. In Ksumas Mem Dalad, Zok the Nesivus, the Baal Din was Moida with a Koyach of Hoidoas Baal Din Kemeyo Edom Dami. He was Moida against the Edom that have testified in his favor in the Bezdin, and he was moida with Hoidoas Baal Din against them, and therefore once the Hoidoas Baal Din kicks in, Hoidoas Baal Din is kimeya Edom, and it's stronger than meya Edom, and meila klape him, it's hukva, based on his Hoidoas Baal Din kimeya Edom, that these are Edei Sheker, and since you use your koyach of Hoidoas Baal Din to determine the klape you, these are Edei Sheker, you'll never be able to bring them for the rest of your life, any Din Torah that you ever have. That's because Hoidoas Baal Din kicked in over there and it had a koyach and Nemonas klape himself, and therefore that Hoidoas Baal Din Koyach determine that these are Edi Sheker klapa you forever. Masha Inkein in our Mishnah Zokta Nesivis. In our Mishnah there's no Din of Hoidoas Baal Din that's chal at all, because actually the winning litigant, the winning Baal Din, didn't say anything in any nature of any Hoidoas Baal Din. The winning litigant simply won. He won because the Baal Din is against him had undermined the koyach of these Edom by earlier on saying Ainli Edom and then bringing them, so therefore we think it's a chashash Edi Sheker, etc. But the Baal Din who won against the Edom, since he didn't say any statement that constitutes a Hoidoas Baal Din, fakir, he didn't say anything negative about himself at all. Hoidoas Baal Din is to say something negative. I admit that I'm not entitled to the money. I admit that I owe money. That's Hoidoas Baal Din. Over here, he simply said the money is coming to me, and on that it doesn't kick in any Hoidoas Baal Din koyach at all. There is no Edin of the Baal Din over here. And Mele, even though it's true that the Baal Din, the winning Baal Din over here, took the position that these Edom have said a falsehood, nonetheless, since he didn't utilize the koyach of Hoidoas Baal Din Kemeya Edom Dami, fakir, he won, and he insisted he was right, and he won against those Edom, and therefore, it never was chal
a koyach and nemonus on the part of this baldin that he should be nemo to say that he's eidim klapi himself, that he's nemo to say that eidim or eidim sheker, because he never had a hoidoas baldin that he made in this bed, in this entire. Consequently, therefore, this baldin will be able to bring in those eidim later on, because he never had a koyach nemonus hoidoas baldin kamei eidim to determine that klapi himself relative to him that he's a eidim sheker. On Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, benegeya to a tzir, in which we have a baldin who demands a taina from the other baldin, and they get into an argument of which bezin to use. One of them wants to use a local bezin, and the other one says, let us go to the Mokom Havad, where they have a kavodik bezin, in the Mokom Havad. So Rabbi Yochanan held that koifin oisoi v'yeleich l'mokom Havad, that we do force the other litigant, you can, the one who tainus, I want to go to the Mokom Havad, they have the Bezin Kavua, he could force the other litigant to go to the Mokom Havad. Rabbi Lozer responded on that, and we go with Rabbi Lozer l'halacha, that Rabbi Lozer said that doesn't make sense, because somebody who's owed a mona, yoitzi mona al mona, should he spend a lot of money, a lot of travel money, just in order to be able to get back the money that he's owed? It doesn't make sense at any bedin that we should force him to spend so much money and go all the way to the Mokom Havad. So therefore, koifin oisav adon be'iroi, then actually we go with the one who wants the entire to take place locally in the town. The Gemara, however, in the end, comes out with a distinction between the malva and the loiva, and the Gemara tells us that although that's true in a case where the malva wants to be done locally, so we're going to go with the local bezdin, masha'en kein, if it's the loiva wants to go locally, and the malva insists that they should go to the Mokom Havad, where they have the bezdin kavua, so there the malva could coerce the loiva to go to the Mokom Havad. Why? Because of a concept called Eved Loive Le'ish Malva. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, Eved Loive Le'ish Malva. The Loive is subservient, subjugated to the Malva, and therefore, if the Malva insists that they should go to travel and go to the Mokom Havad with the Bezna Kavua, the Loive is going to have to go with him. The Ktsais HaChoshen brings down a kasha as follows. He says there is a Mordechai over here, that the Mordechai discusses a case where the litigants are not Loive and Malva, but rather they are Gazlan the Nigzal, Mazik and Nizik, different types of cases where there's a Tevia that has nothing to do with a loan. One of them says it was robbed, it was stolen from, one of them says it was damaged, hezek, etc. And the Mordechai says, what is the din over there? Could one of them coerce the other to take the travel time, to be travel expenses and go to the Mokom Havad or not? So the Mordechai paskins, the name of the Rivo, that it depends. The Teveya, the person who's making the demand, who says that he was robbed, etc., the Teveya could force the Nitva, the defendant, to go to the Mokom Havad and to travel. Masha'en kein, the Nitva, the one who is the defendant, is not able to force a Teveya to travel all the way down to the Mokom Havad. What's the reason for this difference? So the Mordechai B'Shein the Rivo comes up with Svaras. He says that as far as the Nitva goes, the Nitva, the defendant, is not able to force a Teveya to go through a whole hassle and to travel all the way, because there is a Chashash HaRoma. We are concerned that he's purposely trying to set up roadblocks in order that the Malva shouldn't be Teveya him, that the Malva shouldn't demand from him, the Mazik, the Nigzal, shouldn't be Teveya from him in Bezdin, and therefore we are Choyshesh that he's purposely trying to set up roadblocks, and the Mela, we do to just set up hurdles and to make things very difficult for the Teveya, and that's why he's demanding to travel all the way to the Mokom Havad, and that's why we don't allow the Nitva to coerce the Teveya to go all the way to the Mokom Havad. Masha Inkain says the Mordechai B'Shein the Rivo, if it's a question of the Teveya, the one who making the demand that he wants to go to the Mokom Havad and do the traveling, he could coerce the defendant to go all the way to the Mokom Havad. Why? Because we have a svara to say Ein HaTeveya Moitzi Mo Oisa B'Chinam. That's likely that there's probably some substance to your demand. You wouldn't spend all that money traveling, travel expenses for no reason at all. So there's probably substance to your demand. And may the bottom line that comes out of the Mordechai is that because of these svaras that he comes up with, he says that the one doing the demand would be able to coerce a defendant to go to the Mokom Havad, because there's probably some substance to the demand, and you see you're willing to put your money to your mouths and spend money to go to the Mokom Havad. There's probably some substance there. Masha'en kein, the defendant cannot coerce a Teveya to travel, because we said that the defendant is just trying to make a hassle for the demander in order that the Teveya shouldn't want to go through this case. If this is true and we have all these svaras, why does El Gemara Gemara need to say a special svara of Eved Levi Ishmalva, which is really very local and specific to the case of a lender and a borrower. There's a posik in Mishle that the borrower is subservient to the lender. What do you need this for, if at all, in order to explain why the Malva could coerce the Loive, the lender could coerce the borrower to go to Mokam Avad? What do you need that for? Typically, even without it, that the one doing the demands could always force it to went to the defendant to go all the way to the Mokam Avad, as the Paiskim say, as the Mordechai brings down from the Rivo. Why do we need a special svar over here, which is local, that the Malva could coerce the Loive, because Eved Levi is Malva? And this Tzoyis has a Chiddush that he wants to answer. He brings in a Machlekas, a Paiskim, Machlekas in the earlier Paiskim, that what's the halacha in a case in which the Malva is traveling in that direction anyway? We happen to know, we saw records of his train ticket, and we saw explicitly that he's going to be traveling in the direction of the Mokam Avad and stopping off there anyway. And therefore, it's really not a trouble for the Malva to go all the way to the Mokam Avad, because he's traveling in that direction in any event. So over there, maybe we would say that the Loive, the borrower, could coerce the Malva to have the dinter take place in the Mokam Avad, because you don't have the argument that the Gemara seems to go with, that that the Malva can't be coerced to go to travel and expense and travel all the way down there. Over here, in any event, we're talking that the Malva is going that direction, Saivi. He's going to be traveling that way. So some place came held, he brings a big machleika, some place came held that in such a case, we would say that the Loive would be able to coerce the Malva and have the Dinter take place not locally, but in the Mokam Avad, where they have the Bezna Kavua. It's of them, that in his opinion, this is why the Gemara over here brings in the extra, special svara of Eved Loive Ishmalva, and that's to indicate to you, Zokta Tzoyis, that the borrower is so subservient, he's so subjugated under the Malva to such an extent that even if it's not an extra trouble or a hassle, an expense for the Malva to go to the Mokam Avad and have the Dinter there, nonetheless, if the Malva insists that the Dinter take place locally, he could insist that it take place locally anyway, even though it isn't an extra hassle for him. That's svara, to explain that, the Gemara is bringing down the special svara of Eved Loive Ishmael. But this is the tzoyis. The Emes says that the Yad David over here, one of the Mephorishim right over here in Sanhedrin, from Reb David Zinsheim, the Yad David over here actually discusses this Shiloh of the tzoyis. It's interesting, he actually brings down the exact Shtukal Torah of the tzoyis in the name of an earlier sefer, the Eidos B'Yankiv. That's the name of the sefer that he quotes. The Yad David is known for his very extensive Bekiyas and Achroinim. And the Yad David brings the sefer Eidos B'Yankiv, and who says exactly this thing, the same tzoyis, that in a case, even in a case, in which the Malva is traveling in the direction of the Mokam Avad anyway, the Saivi, and even in that case, you cannot coerce the Malva to have the Dinter take place in the Mokam Avad if he wants it locally, because Eved Loivil is Malva. And that the Yadovit says that it's actually not correct lahaloch, and he even claimed that he has a Tshuvas HaRashba, it says Fakert. A Tshuvas HaRashba says that in the event the Malva is traveling anyway to the Mokam Avad, it says in the Tshuvas HaRashba that, and he says that's a Das Harvi Poiskim as well, look the Yad David, that the Loiv will be able to tell the Malva, if you're going there anyway, then I insist that we have the Dinter take place by the Bezna Kavua in the Mokam Avad. Zokt of them, the Yad David, that even though it's true, the Gemara over here says Eved Loiv Ishmael, which sounds like perhaps we could argue like the choice, like the Edith B'Yankiv, it sounds like you could say that inevitably and invariably there's a subjugation that the Loive is subservient to the Malva in all cases. It's not of them, the Yadavid, it actually doesn't mean that. Eved Loive Ishmalva simply means that the Loive doesn't have the ability to matriach the Malva. He doesn't have the ability to make the Malva crazy. That the Malva is anyhow not going to the Mokam Avad. He's not planning on going there. You can't matriach him and make him a sugar because you're subservient to him. Now, Shenken, the Malva is going there anyway. And Saivi, his Malva is there. He's going to be stopping over there. And you want to demand that he should be subpoenaed over there and he should have to take place in the Mokam Avad. That certainly would be able to have that tzchus. It's got nothing to do with Eved Loive Ishmalva because you're not the matriach the Malva, and therefore, if you want your dinter to take place, the Bezna Kavua there, the Malva there anyway, is no steer to Eved Loive Ishmalva, and we paskins at the Yad David that the Loive would be able to demand that the dinter to take place in the Mokam Avad. Now, what's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan, the first man to Oman the Sugya, assumed that even the Loive would have the koyach, the ability, to force the Malva to take the dinter all the way to the Mokam Avad? Why should the Loive have that ability? There is a local bezin in town, maybe they're not the biggest kavuim, but a bezin of some sort is local. What's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan held that the Loive could force the Malva to go all the way to the Mokam Avad? So there's actually a machlokes rishonim about this. Rashi sheet, to which Rashi says the feirush over here, is that the svara to Rabbi Yochanan was, in order to mevaye shetoveya, in order to embarrass him, that he's going to be embarrassed to say his baseless demands in front of the Harbi Tamidah Chacham, in front of the numerous Tamidah Chacham that are present in the Makam Avad. In other words, according to Rashi, the issue here is that the defendant says this person is making up stories, he's making meshuggah, he's inventing tainas and claims against me and making me crazy. So therefore, I wanted to go to the Makam Avad, where instead of having a few local Chachamim, they have the Harbi Tamidah Chachamim, it's a whole Kavua place, and the litigant with his baseless demands against me is going to be embarrassed to say them in front of the Harbi Tamidah Chachamim. It is a mevayish, this baseless tainus against me, to Hashem, I want to insist that he go to the Makom Avad. That's how Rashi learns. The Adramah over here learns differently. The Adramah says that the reason why according to Rabbi Yochanan, either litigant, even the loiver, could demand that they go to the Makom Avad is because of a sugi that we're going to have later in the next parak of Haleich Achar Bezdin Yofa. That's Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif, Haleich Achar Bezdin Yofa, that you should always try to go to the Choshev Bezdin, the expert, accurate Bezdin of Mumchen. You should go to Haleich Achar Bezdin Yofa, and therefore, the Makom Avad is more of a bezin yofa, it's a kavua, it's a bezin, habit of chacham, and therefore that's what Rabbi Yochanan held, that either litigant would have the ability to demand that you go to the Makom Avad because it has the halacha of bezin yofa. Now the truth is that according to this pshat of the Yadrima, it's going to follow that although halacha of bezin yofa is a concept that the Gemara discusses later, nonetheless apparently the Eved Levi Ishmalva in this sugya is going to override that, and because of Eved Levi Ishmalva, as we said, because Paskin like Rabbi Lozer, who says that the loive doesn't have authority or sroro of any kind over the malva, forget he's subservient to the malva, Eved Levi Lishmalva, and therefore, in fact, he can't force the malva to go to the Makom Avad, which, according to the Adama, is going to mean even though the Adama has the mile of Aleich HaChab Bezin Yofa, and it's a Bezin Yofa, we still are not going to be able to coerce the malva to do it because the loive is subservient to the malva. Now, what's interesting, and Tosis discusses this in the bottom, Tosis in the Perek, that we have a couple of sugyas, one above a kama, and one really in this sugya, the way Tosis explains it on the bottom of the perek, where we have a concept of the Bezin HaGodol. Now the Bezin HaGodol, as we'll see in a moment, appears to be the greatest Bezin of the Deir, and that Bezin HaGodol has a special koyach. The Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Beis Mid Beis that the Gemara says that if the Baal Din says Anol the Bezin HaGodol Azilna, if one of the Baal Din wants to say I insist on going to the Bezin HaGodol, then he's going to win with that Taina, and he could demand that they go to the Bezin HaGodol. Tosis over there in Baba Kama explains that the Beis Havad is a Bezdin Kavua, it has a Choshev, a Kavua, the Bezdin, but that's not the Bezdin HaGodol. Yesh Bezdin HaGodol Men HaBuchachma, the Bezdin HaGodol is the greatest Bezdin HaBuchachma, like we'll see, and that Bezdin, it seems that we paskin, that either litigant will be able to demand that the other one could go to the should go to the Bezdin HaGodol. That's a special Koyach in the Bezdin HaGodol. Tosis over here, in the bottom of the Perek, in the end of the Perek, says that that's actually the reference in the last story in this Gemara, where the Gemara says that they sent from Eretz Yisroel that the litigant Itzayas Tzayas, if he listens to you in Bovel, he listens. Ve'iloi, if he doesn't listen to you, Hasiyu ve'yira paneinu b'Tveria. That if make him come all the way down to us in Tveria, and we'll down him over here in Tveria. As Tosis says in the last Tosis, that is where the case is with the other Baldina saying the Bezna Godel Kozilna, the same case of Bezna Godel Kozilna. I want to go to Bezna Godel. It seems the Bezna Godel wasn't fair yet at that time. And therefore, the either litigant would be able to demand that the other one go to the Bezna Godel. Now, what's the Koyach of Bezin HaGodol? What is that all about? Why does either litigant have the ability to say, well, I want to go all dafka to the Bezin HaGodol? So the Smag in Essen Tzadik Zion actually explains this inyan. The Smag says, when we speak of Bezin HaGodol, we don't dafka mean the Sanhedrin HaGodol in Yerushalayim, the Talmud and Sanhedrin is Noeg. No, Zokte. The Bezin HaGodol in the time of the Shas, the Talmud, was the Nosi Shebe Eretz Yisroel, who had the greatest Bezin of the Deir, the most authoritative Bezin of the Deir, the Nosi in Eretz Yisroel. And that's what it means in the Gemara at the end of the Perek, Yira Panenu B'Tverio, that was the Nosi in Eretz Yisroel who was living in Tveria. Likewise, Zok the Smag, even today, even nowadays, in time of the Smag, Ato, now our time, the Bezdin, which is of the Bezdin of the Talmud, Chochem HaGodol Yosef V'Chochem V'Minyan, the greatest Talmud Chochem of the Deir V'Chochem V'Minyan, his Bezdin is called the Bezdin HaGodol, and that's the greatest Bezdin and is fulfilled in him, the Gemara of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif, Halech Achar Bezdin Yofa. So in other words, it's more in the Smag a couple of things. Mavua Bezdin HaGodol is not the Afrika Sanhedrin, it's the greatest Bezdin of the generation. And it's also Mavua that the Mila that Bezdin has is, like the Gemara alludes to, we'll see in the next parak, The Gemara refers to this Milo of Halech Achar Bezen Yof. And over there, by the way, it comes out that the way Tosfos explained the various Gemaras, that either litigant, even the Hestaseis, even the Loive could demand at a Malo that we have to Dafka go to the Bezen Agoro. What I wanted to point out is that it's Yitachin, what it appears from these various Marmekoimos is that there may be different Madregas in the Halech Achar Bezen Yof. The Beis Avad Bezen is also Yof, better than the locals. The locals are just a bunch of put together the Midrash Chachamim. The Beis Avad has a Bezen Kavua, like we said from the Rishayim. That's a more Choshev Bezen, it's a Bezen Yof, but it's not the ultimate Bezen Yof of the Doyer. And therefore, the Malve, who has the Loivet subservient to him, he could reject the idea of going to that Bezen Yof. Masha'inkin, the Bezen, which is the Yof Shebedoyer, the greatest Bezen, which has the ultimate objective, Halecha Bezen Yof, that Bezen, the way Tosis is explaining the various Gemaras, we would be able to have, even that the Loive could force the Malve to go to fulfill that din, and fulfillment of this din of Halech Achar Bezdin Yofer. It's interesting that we find a similar Yesoid in the Rabbeinu Yoinason, Rabbi Daniel, of An Ort in the Sugya. The Gemara says, Rabbeinu Yoinason is going on this Gemara, the Gemara says that if the Malve wants, that we're going to down locally, like we said, instead of going to the Mokum Avad. But what happens in Hutzra Hadover Lisho? So the local Chachomim are not the greatest Chachomim, and they have a Shaila, they don't know the answer. Then Koisvin Vishoilchen. Okay, so if they have a Shaila, they write out the Shaila and they send it. Now on this, the Loshoin Harif over here, and he seems to have had a different gear in the Gemara, he writes, Koisim v'shoichin lebezdin hagodol birushalayim. That's the Loshoin Harif. That the Koisim v'shoichin lebezdin hagodol birushalayim. And as it comes to the point of the Harif, a very interesting thing that's not fully explained, which is that for some reason, if the local Chachamim have a Shaila and don't know the answer, instead of just sending to any Bezdin of Chachamim, they're going to send to the Bezdin hagodol in Yerushalayim. The Grand Muki Yosef says the Harif is lavdavka. He says that the Shaila, they have a Shaila, so good, let them send to the Mokum Avad. They'll send to the Bezin in the next town who will have Bezin Kavua, and they'll know the answer. And the riff is Lav Dafka when he says Bezin HaGodol B'Yerushalayim. When Yonatan Miloniel brings the riff, and it's Mavur in him that the riff is Dafka, and he says a vort on it. It's very interesting. Why did the riff say that you have a Shaila, you send Dafka to the Bezin HaGodol? Now, the Gevein Tlach HaBezin has a question. They don't have to Dafka send to the Bezin HaGodol. They could send to other Chum. Who know? You don't have to Dafka to the Bezin HaGodol. It's Zokta Ben Yonatan Miloniel that V-Belt, that we're talking, that the Loiva wanted to go to the Bezin HaGodol Shabbat Yerushalayim, he really wanted to go to the great Bezin of the Dur. Now, Grader Ben Yonus and Shita and Keg and Kenega, the way the various Toises and learn, like we quoted before from the different Toises in here and in Baba Kama, the Toises learns that if the Loiva wants to go to Bezin, go to Bishalayim, then we have various Gemaras that he could actually demand and coerce and force the Malva to go, even though every Loiva is Malva, because I'm going to Bezin, go to Shalayim. Ben Yonus doesn't learn that way. Let's say he learns that every Loiva is Malva, and the Loiva will not win by saying, I want to go to Bezin, go to Bishalayim. Ober is what Ben Yonus an interesting word. Zata, that is where the local bezin knows the answer. But if they don't know the answer, then the loiva could say, then you're going to have to go with what I was demanding. I was insisting we have to get a psak from the bezin of Yerushalayim. V'imbelt, I was insisting there. So, chach, if you would know the answer, then we're going to go locally and I have nothing I can do about it. But if we don't know the answer, then I'm going to insist that you take it to the bezin. Then you have to ask your shaila to the bezin of Yerushalayim the same way that I was insisting on that. So, the way that it is medayik from the riff, it comes out, we have this milo alluded to in the sugya of Bezin HaGodol B'Yerushalayim in his own way, in the Rift way, Ben Yonason's way, to say that al kaponim in the event that the Loiva wanted to insist on taking the Bezin HaGodol B'Yerushalayim, and he was overridden because Eved Loiva Lishmalva, but if the local Bezin doesn't know, then he'll get his way, and they'll have to send the Shiloh to the Bezin HaGodol to get the case Paskin Dafka from them. A final point on the sugya in connection with this. The Gemara says, like we said, that the Malva wins, and they're down in the local Bezin instead of going to the Beis Havad, and then the Gemara says, Omar, if the losing a litigant, the losing baldin, if the loiva loses and he says, Kisfu utnuli me eza tam dantuni, write down for me on the paper, write it down for me, what was your tam? What was the reason why you were done against me? So, koisen v'noisen loy, Bezin is required to write it up and give it to him. So, it comes at an important and interesting thing in the Gemara, apparently, that if the loiva, who lost the kid in Torah, demands to know what the tam is and write it down for me, then he has the right to have that Bezin to write it down for him. And this is actually a big machlokes v'shainim. The sheet of Radvaz on the Rambam is, and he claims that this is Meduik in the Rambam alone, that the Radvaz says in his Bedayik from the Rambam that this halacha, that if the losing Baldin demands to have it written up, the Tam, then Bezin has to write it, applies in all Dinei Torah, and it's not local or specific to our to our sugya. Now, granted, that's a doich in the Hemshach HaGemara, like we'll see, because the doich Gemara mentions this din of kisvu tnu koisim v'noisim to the end of tam dantuni. The Gemara mentions it right in a very specific context of a case where the loiver wanted the entire to take place by the choshev bez and he didn't win on that. So there's a shtickle mashmoy that it's not a global din, but something specific to the case at hand. Nonetheless, the advaz says, and he's b'dayik from Rambam, that it's in any case the losing baldin has the right to say, write down for me ezatam dantuni. However, a number of Rishonim over here don't learn like that, and they learn it specific to this sugya. And it's interesting that if you medaya carefully in the Rishonim, you could see that although there's kamar Rishonim that say this thing, that the koyach of kisfu tnuli me ezatam dantuni is only in local in this sugya, nonetheless it appears that there are actually two different drochim to explain it between the different Rishonim. They don't all say the same time. In the Rabbeinu Yonason Eloniel, Rabbeinu Yonason says that in the event that the loiva wanted to demand that it be taken to the Bezdin Kavua, and he lost, right? Because the loiva is Eved loiva, and therefore he lost, and it didn't go to the Bezdin Kavua. But if the loiva says, okay, but you made me lose the local Chachomim, you found against me, so write them as a Tamtantuni, then he has the ability to demand it. He has the ability to demand they should write it. Masha Enkain said to Rabbeinu Yonason, Misha Kibel Birotsoin, of a person wasn't making trouble, and he didn't want to reject this bezin and go to the Makom Avad. He accepted the bezin upon himself. So once you accepted the bezin, then you accepted the psak, and you don't have a krech to demand kislu tznuli me'ezatam dantuni because you accepted them. So according to Benin Sashita, the idea that bezin has to write down the reason is local to the sugya, and it's because of the fact that specifically in this sugya, the loiva wanted a different bezin, he lost, and therefore he has the krech to say, I didn't want this bezin, at least write down for me what your time is. There is, however, a different hesbed that we find in the Urzarua. Urzarua brings down from the Rivor the same psak, that the idea that the loiva could demand if he loses, he could demand that the time written up is local and specific to this sugya, where the loiva wanted it neither and elsewhere. But on that, the Rivor says a very specific hesbed, different from a Beni Yonason. The zokt of them, the Rivor, that be'etzim the loiva could say like this: personally, as far as I'm concerned, eini maimin lochem sha'atem yoidim lodun oisi kahalocha. I don't believe you locals. You're not a bezin kavua. I don't trust you or believe you that you have the expertise to be able to dan mi lahalocha. You forced me. Atem kafisim oisi lodun kankos evid loivilish malva. And you forced me to be done locally. Because of that, I at least want your reasoning down on paper. And that way, I'm going to matriach myself and I'll go to the Mokom Avad, I'm going to show the Psach to the Mokom Avad and see if it's Ois Kehalten and see if it holds water. So in other words, on that, the Rivor brought down in the Urzarua is saying a very specific Hezber. The Loive is saying, I have a Koyach to say that I don't think you have the expertise to be done on me. So even though I'm not going to win with that Koyach, they actually take the Psach to the Mokom Avad, the Malva could insist on having it judged over here, but I can get the next step, which is Chosh, write it down for me and then I'll take it to the Makom Avad and have them check it out and see if they have the expertise. Thus, haste in a nutshell, according to the Urzarua that we just quoted, the reason why the Kisfu Tznuli Be'ezatam Dantuni is only applicable here is because the loiva actually has the ability to reject the bezin. He can't reject the bezin from paskining, but he can reject the bezin from being the final say. So Chosh, he'll have them write it down, and he'll take it to the Makom Avad, and the Makom Avad will have the final say. That's how the Urzarua learns. Masha'inkin Ben Yenisu also says that the din of Kisfu Tznuli Be'ezatam Dantuni is specific to here, there's a rule, the Yonis gives a different reason. Okay, the Yonis says a very simplistic thing. If you accept a psak, implicit in accepting the bezdin and accepting the meikara is that you're not going to make trouble about the psak later on. You accepted the bezdin, you makabel them. Since over here he wasn't makabel them, that's the reason why he has the ability to demand later on that he could get at least chutz written down the psak that he should be able to show it to others. So according to Rabbeinu Yonason, it's once I accept the bezdin, I lose the ability to say right for me ezatam dantuni. According to the Urzarua, it's specifically the fact that I rejected the bezdin and I didn't want to never authority over me means that they don't have a total authority over me, and when they do find against me, I'll demand that they write it down and I'll check it out with the Makom Avad, and that way I will see whether the Pesach of the Bezin was accurate, because I retain for myself enough authority that I want to be able to show it to the Bezin of the Makom Avad.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.